Hi, everybody. Welcome to Glow Girl, a weekly podcast where we talk about woo and wellness and making our way in this wild world. I am Tracy White, as always, and welcome to episode 101 of Glow Girl. Just 101, just up there in the triple digits now. So last week, we celebrated our 100th episode, and my bestest besties, Brittany Gibbons and Meredith Solo, came on to talk to us and kind of, you know, see where we've been the last 2 years and how far we've come. And we talked about our little, you know, our own woo journeys. And we came up with some topics last week that we had more questions about. So Brittany and Meredith are back with us this week to talk about some more fun things. We're doing this kind of as a crossover with the Girls Girls podcast again this week too. So we have, after the break, some fun topics. We're going to talk about things like aliens and the stock market and the future of the United States and how astrology plays into all of those.
This is the best day of my whole
just
life.
Just like easy, breezy, lightweight topics. Just like, yeah, we're not going to like get into any heavy hitting material. We're just going to do just some cash talk about like
astrology, you know, and aliens.
It's a total fluff show, guys.
The future of our country and the people who will be invading it. So, yeah.
Non-drama. Totally.
Non-drama.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for being back with me this week. It's always fun to get together, you know?
It is fun. I've been looking forward to this all day today because I was like, oh, I get to see my friends today.
Yay!
Record a podcast.
So we are going to talk about fun topics after the break today. So next week, Brittany and Meredith and I will all be at our very first Girls Girls Media retreat. And so the three of us and lots of our other media partners are going to be hanging out and learning and talking about some woo and all kinds of fun things. So we're very excited to get out of town.
So excited about this. This is the first of two that we actually have booked and sold out. So yes, there's this first one
is woo heavy.
It is woo heavy. And our next one is in February and that's in Gatlinburg. And then, we're planning the third one. The details should be coming out on that somewhat soon. So just pay attention to our Facebook page. But like that one is also going to be, what's so cool about these retreats is I think, sorry, just to like go off topic here, but, is that they all have a different theme. So you can go to more than one, like you aren't going to get like sort of a regurgitation of the same stuff each time.
Right.
Like,
different speakers, different events happening at each thing. So we just keep it rotating.
Yeah. So we've got like a lot of woo and like career stuff at the first one. We've got a lot of like finding your passion and hobbies at the next one. And listen, y'all, I'm trying to drag everybody to Salem for the third one. So we'll just see how that goes.
We're putting it in the universe. And right now, maybe you can help us. Maybe you're a listener who can help us. We need a large place in Salem to house a bunch of women, which is the holdup, because this is proving to be more difficult than we thought just to find the location to host it. Maybe you're listening and you own like some private boutique hotel. That's like what we're looking for. Yeah, we're looking Salem's for like a boutique hotel sitch.
We have too many friends. Salem, we need adjacent to house them, guys. So, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's make that one happen. Yes, for sure. I love it so much. Well, perfect timing for manifesting all kinds of fun stuff like that. We have a new moon coming up this week. So let's talk real quick about this week's astrology and all of the changes we have to expect this week. Less dramatic than what we talked about last week. So things are a little easier. This new moon that's coming is going to be on July 9th. July 9th. That's my parents' anniversary. That's this coming Friday. The new moon will be in the sign of Cancer. Okay. If you recall, when we have a new moon, this is a great time. It's the beginning of the new lunar cycle. So this is a great time to set intentions. If you like to manifest things, if you like to charge crystals, if you like to make moon water, if you like to do these you know, energetic renewals or lunar rituals, this is a great time. Cancer is a sign that's ruled by the moon. So this is a very pure, very emotional new moon. Cancer is also related to things that are about our home and our comfort. And so if you are setting intentions for things around your house, things that have to do with, you know, heart and home, family, those types of things are going to be really able to take off with this new moon energy. Now, the thing with a new moon in Cancer, the sign of Cancer, like I said, very emotional. Cancer being ruled by the moon, again, this can sometimes be a very emotional time frame. So we have a couple days before, a couple days after the 9th, you're going to be able to feel this energy. If you are somebody who has, you know, the moon in a specific strong placement in your birth chart, or if you are somebody who has a lot of Cancer signage in your birth chart, this moon is going to be probably an intense one for you. Now, intense in a good way or a bad way, that all depends. It's probably just going to be intense in general.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Yeah, Meredith, your moon is in Cancer, isn't it?
My moon is in Cancer, and the new moon starts with the start of the girls retreat. Should I be
moving? Listen, no, I don't think you should. I think you should look at this as an opportunity to manifest and to use this energy for the start of new big things.
Okay.
Right? I'm fine with
that. I just don't want to have to learn anything anymore. Like, if this is for like manifesting and bringing good things, fine, but I don't want to learn any more fucking lessons. I'm done.
I don't want to learn any more fucking lessons either.
You're going to,
get a break from the lessons.
If this goes on, you better have all but good things to say for this Taurus ass, because I am done.
Yeah. It's like I've been getting my
so the thing about Earth signs, Earth signs don't love water moons is a thing that happens, and so Brittany's been through it. She's done with this moon, so it's fine. It's fine. It's gonna be. This is a pure kind of new moon, and so if you can be near water,
then we will be,
because you have. We will be. Yeah. So you have your moon in Cancer. This is a new moon in Cancer. This is kind of what's called a lunar return for you, which you get once a month. But you get it only once a year when the new moon is in the sign of your lunar sign. So this is like your yearly, like, good luck moon. Okay. You can use this for manifesting. Yeah. Use this to manifest, you know, set intentions for what you want to see. Well, yeah. What you want to see grow in this area of your chart for the next year, you know, until the next new moon in Cancer, which is next June or next July, depends on where it falls. So, you know, this is a great energy to use for that kind of thing. You may feel the emotional intensity because you are ruled by this. And so that might be, I'm trying to think of how to describe this in a way that doesn't sound Cancer is the sign of the crab. And sometimes people say it's crabby energy. Uh-huh. What this really is protective. Okay. Cancer is a maternal sign. It's protective. So if there's something that you are protective of, if it's your family, if it's your children, that makes sense. If it's something that you have birthed, like a company or a project or a business, something like that, these are things you're going to be very protective of. These are things that you're going to be feeling a lot of emotion around and very proud of, and see how those are going to be growing in the future. You want to set those intentions and manifest how you want to see everything growing for the next year. So this is a really good one for you, especially.
Okay. Okay.
You can work with
that. I'll work with it. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm going to just check your birth chart, because, you know, I have you here and I have it, and I might as well just check it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to see where this moon is going to fall in your chart so that I can see if there's any other things that you need to be aware of. I just like to check this, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see here. So you have your Cancer moon in your seventh and eighth house. Okay. So this is going to be things, especially if you want to manifest changes around your spiritual practices, and if there are things around Okay. So the eighth house rules a very odd thing called other people's money. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Other people's money can be about inheritances or money that's coming to you or money that you are handling from other people or for other people. Sometimes it's taxes. Sometimes it's money that's coming to you from other sources. Not necessarily like a paycheck, but sometimes you're handling or you're the intermediary of this money. And sometimes it is just like a gift. So if there are financial things that you want to manifest for the next year, this is energy you can work with too.
That's the only shit I want to manifest.
I mean, I know.
Our financial things.
In fact,
I lean so hard into financial. Sometimes I forget like I'm married and stuff.
So this actually is going to be a great moon for you to, especially if you want to work with your woo. And if you want to do that around any body of water, it's going to be perfect for that. So, anybody out there who's listening, you don't need to have placements like Meredith to use this energy. This is a great moon to make moon water. If that's something that you like to do. And if you make moon water and you just take a jar or container and you put it out overnight, that's your moon water. It's magic now, right?
It's magic.
It's just magic. You don't know what to do with it, right? So you can throw it in your laundry if you want your wardrobe to have a little bit of a magical boost. You can put it in your diffuser and breathe some, moon air and essential oils. You can, if it's in a food safe container and it's clean water, you can put a little bit in your morning coffee. You can put it in your tea, whatever you like to do. You can water your plants with it or wash your crystals with it. But this is a great moon because it is related to a water sign, perfect for things like moon water. If you're feeling especially freaky and magical, you can take a moon bath or, just some naked moon bathing, skinny dipping. I feel like this is probably going to happen at this retreat.
I feel like it's definitely going to happen.
I just feel like I can see it now. Not that it hasn't happened in the past is all I'm saying. So, all right. So we have the new moon in Cancer, happening on the 9th. We are in Cancer season with the sun. The sun and the moon are in the same sign. That's the new moon. This is a very emotional time. So we talked about that. It's the intensity of that Cancer, of that water energy. We feel a lot of that and we feel it pretty intensely during this particular season. On July 11th, the planet Mercury is also moving into Cancer. Okay. Mercury, if you recall, rules how we think, how we communicate, how we process information. Mercury in Gemini is talky, 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 and like cerebral processing. When Mercury moves into the sign of Cancer, it's emotional processing. And so we tend to get a little snippy in our responses. Sometimes we take things very personally. Sometimes we feel before we think. And so this is something to keep in mind. When Mercury is in Cancer, we are also more likely to behave emotionally and have emotional responses tied to the sign that the moon is moving through, because Cancer is ruled by the moon. So every 2.5 days, the moon changes signs. And so your emotional responses may change with the signs of the moon. So just keep that in mind. If you are somebody, especially somebody who has a strong moon placement or a strong Cancer placement, be aware of this. Watch the signs of the moon. If you notice, hey, the moon's in Aries right now, why am I angry? Why do I feel like burning everything down? That might be why. So just keep an eye on those things. Mercury will be in the sign of Cancer for about three and a half weeks. So not a terribly long time.
Can I be honest? All of my arch nemesises are Aries.
Nemesises?
Nemesis.
I don't know what that word is.
if I don't like you, you're probably an Aries. What is it about that? Am I allowed to say that? Is that discriminatory against Aries?
I mean, it is, but you know. What are you going to do?
So Andy is an Aries.
What's that?
Andy is an Aries.
He is.
Oh, I do like Stock Daddy. He doesn't present as an Aries.
He doesn't. He presents as a Leo.
That's why I like him. Oh, I like all Leos.
I pulled Virgo from him. Is he a Virgo rising? Do we know that?
I don't know.
We'll have to figure that
out.
Maybe
Virgo was what it was.
Maybe. I get that from
him. He's definitely not. His ego isn't big enough to be a Leo, which always confused me. So,
yeah. My husband is a Leo, and he doesn't pull Leo to me at all, but he definitely has, he has a Virgo moon, and that's where it is for me. I can feel it. He just wants to organize everything and tell me what to do. But he married a fire sign. So good luck with that, bro. Bruh.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah. This is a whole separate tangent, but looking at the astrology of families is so fascinating to me, because if you look at your chart like a family tree, and then each of your kids and your husband's charts like family trees, and the ways that they branch down and what your kids have gotten from your charts is so incredibly fascinating, because it's not just your genetics that kind of pass down, but your astrology passes down to them too. So like, I am a Sagittarius, I have a Leo rising, and a bunch of Libra. My husband is a Leo with a Virgo moon, and we have a Sagittarius kid with a Virgo rising and a Gemini moon. And so she has all that air stuff in her emotional self like I do. And then she has all the fire signs like we both do. And then she also has that Virgo anxious tendency. You know, she gets that from both of us. And so it's just cool to see that and how that passes down with your kids. Probably a topic for a different show. But
yeah, Andy's in a house full of Tauruses. I don't know what. Pray for him.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
pray for him.
I don't know how do you get places?
We don't.
Does he ever win an argument? It's probably hard for him.
No.
Boy.
Give up on trying.
I love earth signs. I need them in my life. I'm attracted to that stability. And then also completely dumbfounded by the like sticking your heels in part of it. I don't know
why it's confusing.
I understand.
I don't know why you guys fight it.
Tracy. I know. I understand. That's what we say. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Your way.
I crave it, but at the same time, why? But why though? That's where I'm at.
I seriously have to bulldozer Brittany sometimes to get her to make a move on some shit. I'm like, well, I just did it. So don't know what to tell you. You told me not to. I did it anyway. So
that's 100% true.
Oh, it's fascinating. So we have, aside from that, we don't have any other big moves happening this week. Things are a little bit calmer. So it's easier than what we talked about last week. I think that this new moon is going to be probably the like focus of the whole week. The new moon in Cancer every year is always a time of something happens. There's a turning point. You can feel how the year hinges on it. You get to that new moon in Cancer and suddenly you're on the back half of the year, right? You're on that downward slope toward fall and winter. And it's that new moon where everything sort of shifts and changes. You can almost tell a change in the air too. So just watch for that. Enjoy it, use it. It's good energy. It's helpful energy. And there's a lot that you can manifest for the coming year, for the coming 6 months, and really for the coming 2 weeks, you know, use little increments of time if you prefer. So, good stuff this week. Cool.
I guess.
Brittany's not having it. You know, you have an air moon, ma'am.
I have an air moon? I don't even know what that means.
It means you have your moon in Aquarius, which is an air sign. And I have an air moon too. I have a moon in Libra. The air signs in your moon is your emotions. And when there's air signs there, you're a little detached. You process things more logically than emotionally.
And that makes sense.
I understand that because I do that. You know, I'd rather process it. I don't want emotions if I can help it. It feels gross. I don't like that.
I only want emotions.
Yes. Because you're all water. Brittany's all earth. I'm mostly air. So, you know, we're just a fun little happy family here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw in an Aries to mix things up for us. So that's how it goes. All right, guys. So that's this week. I have a couple of sponsors to tell you about. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about all kinds of weird stuff. So stay tuned for that. Okay, guys, I'm busy. You're busy. Life is crazy. We have moon cycles to track, clearly. Self-care takes a backseat to survival most of the time around here, so it's no wonder that the last thing on our minds most of the time is taking a supplement. If you're anything like me, the things you enjoy are the things you make time for, and those are the things that become your habits. That's why Teanon created a range of instant beverages packed with the benefits of 6 functional mushrooms. Yeah, I said mushrooms. Okay, these drinks are actually delicious and they're made with potent fruiting body extracts, which are very good for you if you didn't know that. And not only are they a pleasure to consume, but they provide a wide range of wellness benefits, including improvements to your immunity, your gut health, your energy, and your mental clarity, which we all need. Okay. There are 7 different flavors to choose from. Their drinks are all USDA organic, vegan, GMO-free, gluten-free, and sugar-free. So if you're a morning coffee or tea consumer, if you like an afternoon latte pick-me-up, or if you're just like me and you're looking for a way to get a little more nutrition in your day, the Teanon line has so many delicious benefits for you to try. Visit their website at teanon.com, that's T-E-O-N-A-N.com, and use the code GGP to get 15% off your first purchase. That's teanon.com, and use the code GGP for 15% off your first purchase. Do you have a ride or die, a BFF? I mean, mine are right here with me. So do you also have somebody that you can count on in the good times and even in the not so great times? I do. And it makes every day an adventure. Just like my favorite friends help me have fun and stay motivated, Best Fiends helps keep my brain engaged, challenged, and ready for anything. Do you love puzzle games and fun? Right, me too. Who doesn't? I've been playing Best Fiends for over a year now, and I'm constantly checking my phone for new updates. My favorite thing about Best Fiends is when I finish a long day of parenting and working and just lifing, I get into my bed and instead of doom scrolling or blowing up my text chain, I spend time with these adorable characters. I've been playing for a little over a year and I am on level 642. You might think I'm obsessed, and maybe I am, but I just keep coming back to it because it's so engaging and fun. Best Fiends is constantly adding new content and levels, plus all the cute collectible characters and fun new events like the new Tour de Minutia event that I am currently crushing. With Best Fiends, there's always new puzzles to solve and something new to explore. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from manifesting the greatness you deserve? BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your very own professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You don't have to leave the house or put on real pants. It is that convenient. BetterHelp gets it. Life is busy. Now you can get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure phone or video sessions, and plus chat and text with your own therapist. BetterHelp includes licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ matters, grief, self-esteem, and more. Anything you share is confidential, and if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. BetterHelp offers 4 communication options, text, chat, phone, and video, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. GlowGirl listeners get 10% off your first month, so why not get started today? Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health by going to betterhelp.com/glow. Fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's better, help.com/glow for 10% off your first month. Do you really know what's in your multivitamin? It might be things like sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants, but you won't find any of that in Ritual multivitamins. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms your body can actually use, like methylated folate, which is something that's very important to me. I've been a loyal Ritual user for years now. I started researching a multivitamin that would support my health postpartum, and that contained ingredients that I wanted without all of the stuff that just wasn't necessary. I also loved the ritual of taking them every day, plus their fresh minty taste, and I've continued taking them all this time. The best part is that you'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Getting your ritual started is really easy. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping always. You can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/GGP to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/GGP.
All right, we are back. Okay, Tracy, we have a lot of things that we sort of hit you with. So, and I know that you researched them. So what should we start with? What should we dig into first?
Yeah.
Well, so I think the one thing that is going to tie all of this together is the state of the United States.
And oh, Lordy. Astrology.
Let's just start with the easy one. Let's just start with the easy one here. So, okay. Little refresher for anyone out there who isn't familiar with astrology and isn't as weird as some of us are here. So every planet that moves around the sky when we're talking about astrology moves in a forward direction. And at certain times in their orbits of the sun, they appear to do what's called a retrograde. Okay. Currently the planet Pluto, and in astrology, Pluto is still a planet.
Breach.
Pluto is named after...
Pluto is a planet for life, everybody. Yeah.
Pluto is named after the god of the underworld, and we don't fuck with the god of the underworld, so Pluto is still a planet. We want him to respect us too. So we look at Pluto when we look at things like change, okay? And I'm talking about really, really big, huge foundational change. Pluto does have ties to things like death, because death is the largest transition.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I know. Going with this, because we're starting to get a little bit creeped out.
We're starting dark.
Okay.
But it'll get better ish. Okay. So I promise. When we look at Pluto, a lot of people think this is the planet of death. Okay. Death is a transition. Okay. Sometimes death is also a transaction. It doesn't necessarily mean physical death. It can mean the death of a thing, the death of a situation, the death of an era, the death of the rise and fall of a country. Okay. So this is what we're talking about with Pluto. Now, listen, I'm not predicting the fall of the United States. I promise. It's just that Pluto is the planet that the United States has in its chart at the forefront at the moment. So we are recording this just after the 4th of July, 2021. And as we all know, if we paid attention in history class, the United States was formed July 4th, 1776. At that time, a birth chart for the United States was created. Just like each of us has a birth chart, the country has a birth chart. Events, businesses, all kinds of things have birth charts. So the signing of the Declaration of Independence has a chart. Okay. And so the United States has a moon sign, and the United States has a sun sign, and the United States has a rising sign, and all of these planetary placements, just like people do when we get our birth charts when we're born. Okay. So the United States, at the time that it was birthed, at the time that it was created, the United States had Pluto in Capricorn. Okay. Pluto is this planet of change, of transition, of big foundational shifts. Okay. Capricorn is the sign, it's an earth sign. It's a sign of stability. It's a sign of foundations of things. And so it makes sense that the United States was founded at a time when the planet of deep foundational change was in a sign like Capricorn, which is about building up from something strong and making a big change and building on top of that new foundation. Because that's what we were trying to do here with the United States. You know, a bunch of white men kind of did it, you know, in the best way that they knew how, even though they were a little bit flawed. And we're working through that. We're still working through that. Now, at the time that the United States was formed, at the time that Pluto was in Capricorn, each planet has a rotation around the sun, their orbit, and Pluto's orbit around the sun is once every 280-ish years. So what that means is that Pluto is now back in Capricorn, back in the sign that it was in, 245 plus years. I don't know how old the United States is, something like that. In that time frame, we are back. This is called the United States Pluto return. Okay. If you decide you want to go deep on this and research this, there's a lot of information out there. You can just Google United States Pluto return and find.
I love it when you tell me the Google terms.
Yeah. You can Google that and find lots of information. It's all over.
Every time you do this, I do the Google and then I somehow become an astrology expert. Next thing you know, I'm making a Facebook post about astrology.
There you go.
It's like, what the fuck? Why did I tell her what to Google?
Well, here, this is coming for you now. You'll see this on Meredith's page later this week. So the United States is going through its Pluto return. Okay. When people don't have Pluto returns because people don't live for, 250 years, but countries yet, you're right. We don't know what's happening with the aliens. Maybe we'll get there. So when a country goes through its Pluto return, things happen. We come back to where we were when we started. Have you noticed in the past few years, as we've been leading up to this Pluto return timeframe, that things in this country have felt revolutionary? Like,
yes.
Has it felt like the things that we were founded on originally have been getting picked away at and chipped away at and questioned and torn down and shifted and moved?
Yeah. And people do not like it. Like, storm the Capitol don't like the change. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so the United States is a sign. The United States sun sign is Cancer. Okay. And we talked about this on the Glow Girl podcast, but Cancer is a sign that is very maternal. So when we talk about the motherland, it's a sign that's very protective. Cancer is the sign of patriotism too. This is a sign that is about protecting what's mine and holding my stuff close and keeping my kids and my family and my things and my land protected. And so the United States is very focused on, US first, just as if the United States was a person, that would just sort of be its personality a little bit. And so we are now looking at, this is who we were when we were born, but we are capable of change. And so now, do we need to make some changes to these things that we were built on? Do we need to look at these foundations? So the United States is going through this Pluto return from now until, we're kind of be shifting through this for the next, 15 years. There's a lot of time. Pluto moves very slowly. So there's a lot of time that we're kind of looking at this change. 2022 is sort of the peak of it. Some astrologers argue that it's more like 2025. Again, we have a big bunch of time where the United States itself is going to be looking at what it's built on and deciding, do we want to continue or do we want to change? Pluto as a planet, when we as people have Pluto transits in our birth charts, it causes us to change. It forces us to change. It makes us shift something about ourselves. We all go through a big Pluto transit when we're about 38. So I don't know if something happened to you around 38 where all of a sudden everything in your life felt like it was falling apart and you needed to make a change, or you were probably just going to die.
Are we going to find out if this is changing soon? Because I have to get a new license and I would like to know. I'm going to wait.
Just wait. You might not even need that new license. We might all die.
I just wanted to be sure, if I need a new state to state passport or. Yeah. Okay.
I think you should. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, if you want to go to Florida, they might secede. So figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, they might if they're not underwater. I don't know about global warming. This is great timing. So I would just get that passport. Just get that passport, girl. Have it. That's all. That's all I'm saying. So again, I'm not predicting anything crazy happening. I'm just saying that now going through this Pluto return, a lot of things happen for the country where we have to start looking and changing. And this isn't just we need to maybe make some changes to our national currency. This is foundational stuff. The things that our country was built on are being questioned and looked at, and now is going to be a make or break moment for our country. So between now and, you know, 2025-ish, and then kind of leading into a few years after that, we are going to be going through a lot of transitions and transformations. Pluto is represented by the phoenix. So when you think of the phoenix, it sort of sets itself on fire and then it rises from the ashes. Okay. So when we feel like this country is burning, when we feel like we're going through some really hard trials and challenges as a country, these are kind of some things that we're building ourselves up better. I almost just said build back better. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to quote our president. I was just, that just happened. So I think that we're in good shape. We are asking the right questions, and hopefully we can make ourselves stronger on these foundations as we sort of take them apart and you know, put new things into place. So that is the biggest thing that's going on right now. So
okay, I'm down with it, honestly.
Yeah, you know, like let some of it burn, I think.
So my big thing right now is finances, because they're kind of in the forefront, at least in my household right now. A lot of things going on with like the stock market and stuff like that. What is the universe concurring that I will be stupid rich in the near future?
The short answer is yes.
Great news.
Yes. So the long answer is that you are a Taurus. And you have just like the most Taurus I've ever seen in a birth chart. And I am do this professionally. So you are like very Taurus-y Taurus. Taurus is an earth sign, and the earth signs are concerned with things like comfort and structure and stability and money. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And so all of your Taurus placements are in your 10th house, which is ruled by another earth sign. Again, very focused on things like money, career, finances, comfort, structure, safety. This is what you are made of. And when it comes to these things, what that means is that you have a lot of skill in this area. Okay. Now that doesn't, there are other parts of your birth chart that talk about maybe like, you know, impulsive spending streaks, but we don't have to talk about those right now. But the other, you can bounce back.
You could also
it.
Read that astrology in my bank statements. Yeah. If you want to read that birth chart,
how many receipts are in your purse right now? Yeah.
So many.
So this is actually really good for you, because you have so much Taurus going on now in, let's see here. This was in early 2019, the planet Uranus moved into Taurus. Okay. And Uranus will be moving through Taurus until 2025. Now remember that 2025 timeframe that we talked about with the Pluto return. So Uranus is our planet of unexpected things happening. It's weird stuff. It's shifts, it's changes, but in a less, you know, deathy kind of way than Pluto. So unexpected changes, and Taurus is the sign that traditionally rules over things like banks and finances, and also earth, farming, things like that. So when we see a Uranus and Taurus transit, what we're looking at here is unexpected changes to things like finances, the stock market, unexpected changes to things like how we farm and how we produce from the earth, you know, energy sources, things like that, and how we actually look at money and how we use money. So things like cryptocurrencies are going to be rising. There's a more popularity around cryptocurrency with this Uranus and Taurus transit. We're going to see this transit working with that Pluto return transit in the United States to shift how the United States is as a financial country, as a capitalist country, and how we as humans who spend money and possibly play around in the stock market experience finances. You know, there will be shifts to that. Now, this is probably a very good thing for you because you have a lot of good luck surrounding that in your chart. So that's good. You have skill Perfect. There. Yeah, you can tie in with this really easily. So, but we're going to see a lot of people. More people, I'm trying to think of how to describe this, but Uranus is like, little rebellions of people. Okay.
Well, that's very much what this feels like right now. This feels like a very large transfer of wealth, like a very huge socioeconomic event that's happening. I think a once in a lifetime thing that's definitely happening. If you have been watching the news or paying attention, or I encourage you, if you have only heard about these things in terms of AMC, GameStop, all those things, to maybe look beyond headlines and dive into some of forums, Facebook communities, Reddit communities. It's a really amazing thing that's sort of happening with people rising up. I mean, it is very, in a sense, a revolution or a protest.
Yeah. Well, and that's a perfect description. So small rebellions, small revolutions around, and not even that small, but it starts small. It's little groups of humanity kind of gathering together and saying, I don't want to do it this way anymore. If enough of us get together, we can make a change to this big sort of machine that we're all feeling like cogs in. And that is really what Uranus is about. And so Uranus and Taurus is about making changes to the way that we work with money, the way that we work with our ideas about home and what that feels like. So that can be around the ideas of borders and countries. That can be around the ideas of what we feel like a traditional home is. So sometimes even that idea of the nuclear family is shifting and changing. We're making changes to how we experience that. Things like how we insure insurance, health insurance around families. Those things are changing. How we farm and how we grow food and how we get energy from the earth. Those things are shifting and changing too. So if you're looking at this in terms of wanting to invest, those areas are probably really good bets to, you know, to get involved with long-term. And I'm not a financial advisor by any stretch of the imagination, but these are things that a lot of people are getting involved in. And you're going to see more and more of this. You're going to hear more and more of this on the news. So this is another shift. And again, these are working in tandem with this Pluto return for the United States. So all of this is sort of chipping away at what are these things the United States was built on? Capitalism is one of them. So we're making some changes to that too.
Perfect. Will this work out for me by tomorrow, or do I need to wait longer than tomorrow?
Longer than tomorrow.
I'm just starting to I'm going to get a new car. And I want to know what to write on that application, like soon to be wealthy or almost wealthy.
So here's what I think. Currently, Jupiter, the planet that sort of rules our luck and money and things like that, Jupiter definitely has its hands in the stock market and big trades like this. Jupiter is currently retrograde. Okay. When it's retrograde, things are sort of chilled a little bit with Jupiter and not, you know, like spend. Jupiter will be direct, will not be retrograde anymore in December. Okay. I think that at that point, when Jupiter goes back direct, we're all going to start to see some big changes. I don't know if we'll have to wait that long for some of these things, but I think we need to be patient. But I think we're going to see some big, big changes around December, around finances, especially with regards to the stock market.
All right. I mean, I guess I can wait.
Hang in there.
What, we're five more there. Months?
Yeah, fine. You know, just in time for Christmas, right?
Perfect. Perfect. All right. I'm sure Meredith has some alien questions now.
Okay. I'm ready. So are they coming for us?
Are they coming for us? So listen, there are a lot of astrologers out there who... There are financial astrologers who specifically work with astrology in the stock market. There are people who use their woo for business, and they're very skilled. I'm not those people, but they're very skilled. And I did a lot of research with those people before I brought you any of this. There are also people out there who are very out there woo, and astrology and aliens are like hand in hand. And so obviously these things would go together. I did not go to those people. I went to the people who they use astrology and they look at science. And
I like it
because I felt like maybe it made it feel a little bit more approachable for some people who are like, astrology is already weird. And now you're going to talk about aliens too.
Yeah.
So what these people are looking at is how scientific changes have come to Earth. Okay. And the astrology behind some of these big scientific shifts is pointing in the direction of this year, specifically the second half of this year.
What?
For large scientific discoveries and changes and things that are going to be kind of coming to us and teaching us about a lot. Now, and again, Uranus is involved in this, and this is the planet of the unexpected. And so we may be expecting the unexpected the second half of this year. So I think aliens might fit into that. But a few different astrologers specifically said that the second half of this year, we're going to start to see more UFO sightings, which will sort of build and build and build to possibly us discovering, possibly even discovering life in other universes or other planets. I don't know if that will be because of direct contact here, but
I knew it was coming because they keep like releasing things. They're like, oh, the Navy doesn't know what this is. The pilots saw it. You know what I mean? Like the Tic Tac thing. And it's like, yeah. This shit's coming.
Now,
I cannot wait.
Some of the people who I was looking at some of their past predictions and some of their past backgrounds.
And
these people predicted, they predicted Donald Trump. They also predicted.
They predicted Donald Trump. What did they say? Because they obviously wouldn't have known it was Trump before he ran.
Well, they predicted it when he was running.
They knew it. No one thought that either. No one thought that.
Not a lot. A lot of people didn't.
But they probably looked at his birth chart and they were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. They also predicted, and this was what I'm reading right now was last year they predicted that he would not win a second election and that he would go on to create his own either TV or social media network. And so in keeping with that rise of technologies and, you know, big newsworthy things like Donald Trump, I guess, and aliens, they predict that these are going to be some of the things that later this year we'll see more of. So these are definitely, I mean,
that's fucking cool.
Aliens, I think, are happening. So,
I mean, I think they've been here the whole time because they gave us the technology.
So what happens, I think what happens with these predictions is that we say this is, we're definitely getting this, but when it comes to us, it's in a way that we didn't expect. Okay. So maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, people are predicting that we'll have aliens will make contact this year or something, but maybe it will be something like they were inside of us all along. It was.
Yeah. What if it's like that?
And then it's a separate dimension that we didn't know that we had access to. And, you know, the aliens walk beside us on the same planet, but we don't know because we can't see each other. We're the aliens, Meredith. Right.
I think we are.
Okay. So listen, I mean, I said I wasn't going to get super weird, but that was about as weird as I have for you.
That was pretty weird.
Fairly weird. Yeah. I mean, this is just the girls podcast. This isn't, you know, we're not getting,
you can be as weird as you want here. Okay. So basically Britney's going to get rich on AMC stock. And my wish of seeing aliens come to light because they already exist. It's not like they're going to just exist. They already exist.
Yes. I think
we're going to get confirmation.
You're going to get confirmation of something. Something's definitely coming. You know, and how that will tie into the future of the United States remains to be seen, but there's definitely changes afoot, you know?
Okay. All right. When do we get a woman president? Anything in the readings about that?
So I don't want to, I feel bad about even saying this, but a lot of astrologers are saying that Joe Biden's birth chart is, there's some health risks for him. He needs to take very good care of himself because it could be possible that he may have to step down at some point in his term because of his health scares. So we just need to watch that.
But I'll take Kamala. Yeah.
So let's all, you know, set out a crystal for Joe Biden.
And send him an email, right, Brittany?
If somebody could just contact him for me. I know I always ask, but it hasn't panned out for me yet.
Yeah. Why isn't anyone emailing Joe Biden on behalf of Brittany Gibbons?
I just would like to speak to him just as a friend.
Yeah. And
hang out. Cash. Yeah. Casually.
I need, if you are listening and you do know Joe Biden, could you find out for me and make sure that he has an astrologer, even if he doesn't know that he has one? Like, I just want somebody to be like, hey, maybe you shouldn't eat so much salt. Like, just, can you just, if let's have a salad.
We just need to keep him safe is where we are.
We just really do. Do you guys know that Ronald Reagan had an astrologer?
This is not
surprising.
You've
told me, but I did not know this prior to you telling me it.
So the reason a lot of people think, especially Nancy Reagan, that the reason that Ronald Reagan was not assassinated during the assassination attempt, that he did not die, is because he had an astrologer on staff who said that he needed to watch out because there was a certain transit moving through his chart and it was dangerous for him in a physical sense. And
how
so
crazy is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, Reagan used astrology, for good or for evil. That's up to you, but, he used it to protect himself. And I really just wish that that was more widely known.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But if the White House needs an astrologer, I'm available, you know, I'm not busy. I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we should be
after this girls media retreat. I'm free, so like, call me. That's all.
I mean, you'll have access, all right, guys, to all the files.
I will be able to know all the things. I really just want to know all the things. You know. So this is a question that isn't related to astrology or anything, but you know, when people ask you what you wish your superpower could be, and you
what do you say?
The superpower that I wish I could have is the ability to know what conspiracy theories are true and which are false. That's the only thing I want.
That would be a really cool superpower.
Super good.
I really just want to know all of the answers. That's all.
I want to see into the future.
I don't. And this is coming.
What if you didn't like it? What if you didn't like the future? Then what do you do?
I don't know, but I just would like to know some things.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. Okay, guys, thank you all for joining me today. And thank you, Brittany and Meredith, for being here today. I enjoyed all of our questions and conversations, as always.
Yay! Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. Be sure to tune in next week for a brand new episode of Glow Girl. We'll be coming to you, I think, from the Girls retreat in Michigan. So pretty excited about that. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Glow Girl Pod. Make sure you catch the rest of the Girls Media Multiverse of Podcasts. We're on the air just about every day of the week, and there's something for everyone here. Also, membership is open for our exclusive Facebook group, the Girls Community. So come and join us and be our friends on Facebook. Glow Girl is a production of Girls Media, and our music today is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Shine bright, Glow Girls.